Lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. I feel like we've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Nathan Zagura.
And no better way to welcome in week 11 of the 2017 campaign than Rivals in Middleburg Heights. Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network is coming up just a few days away. Your Browns finally back in town for a home game as they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura. Nathan, hello, friend.
Hello, Monfrere. It's great to be with you here tonight. Oh. It's hopping out here at Rivals. Come out and see us here in Smith Street, Middleburg Heights. Mm-hmm. Bud Light specials. We got giveaways. And Joel Batonio is here, that mountain of a man.
Joel Batonio is with us. I said he won't answer on Twitter, but he will answer in person, and he is here signing autographs, shaking hands, kissing babies. I had to think about that to make sure I didn't say it wrong, because that would be a very terrible thing. But hopefully the Browns will be giving some very terrible things to the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, yes. Montfrere. And first off, we get with what's trending as we recap what happened last Sunday against the Detroit Lions and then move forward against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nathan, first let's go over the Lions. I think we got a glimpse. I thought if you're from an outsider looking in, it might have been the perfect game to analyze the Cleveland Browns, because you saw what they could do with good quarterback play with DeShone Kizer for that time. Played pretty well throughout this football game. Had that gaff at the end of the first half, which we'll talk about. But tell me what you thought of the entire team play against the Lions.
I think when in the beginning of the season, when you thought maybe the Browns 4-12, 5-11, this would be one of those of the 11 or 12 since they lost it, where you said, I saw the flashes. I get why we're going in the right direction. And this was the game, to me, that was really the most positive. It was the second game in a row that you had a lead in the first, second, and third quarters, and you're going against a good Detroit team on the road. But I love the way they jumped out to the lead, and then the fortitude and resolve in the third quarter of DeShone Kizer. We'll talk about that. And just the offense in general, to go out and put 14 points up, I thought that was their best quarter of the season, and I was very impressed. I thought that there were flashes. We didn't see it for 60 minutes, but we saw legitimate flashes, especially with the young quarterback DeShone Kizer.
Yeah, I think the way that he played it, there was a lot of things that, you wondered about coming in. What was he going to be distracted with what happened during the 2 weeks off? Was he going to be able to take apart a Lions defense that is very good against the passer, at least rushing the passer? I know Ziggy Ansah being out might have helped his cause a little bit, even though Lions fans are already thinking about it. And you go back to that 2013 draft where they're thinking, maybe we can deal with life without Ziggy Ansah if we absolutely had to. But I think that he was able to answer the bell very, very nicely. Of course, he did have the gaffe at the end of the first half that, of course, Hugh Jackson didn't really want to talk about. He didn't really want to talk about. I know we'll move on with this, but overall, if it was his decision, if it was his audible, obviously something that you can't do and you just got to move on from, because other than that, he was bang up in that game, and I think that he got a lot of respect from his teammates.
No, he did. And before we get to that, let me just throw a couple of things out there. What really encouraged me about DeShone Kizer in this game? Number one, he threw with anticipation. He wasn't waiting for people to be open. He was throwing with anticipation. I thought for the first time really all year that you saw that on a consistent basis. The ball was out in 2.5 seconds. That was his fastest all year. Before he left with the rib injury, he was completing 67% of his passes. He had a quarterback rating of over 100. I thought he looked decisive in the pocket, and he was willing to make throws that he hadn't previously been willing to make. And the throw to Joel Batonio that set up that second touchdown in the third quarter, a perfect example.
Indeed.
He wouldn't have thrown into that window before, and he did it there. The deep ball was good. One of the things they told him to work on was, look, on these deep balls, don't make the perfect throw. Give your guy a chance to catch it.
Yes.
100% of overthrown balls are incomplete. When it's short, you have a chance for your guy to come back and make play, or you can draw pass interference. He did that on the one to David Njoku. He used his legs effectively, 57 yards rushing. I thought that was very good. Now, the other thing that I saw on the sideline, and I talked about it during the broadcast with Doug and Jim, He was leading on the sideline. He was in the, getting up in the offensive players' face. He was getting the defense and the special teams, and they were following him. You could tell that there was something palpable happening there, and his he had no time for Ricardo Lewis's effort on that fade at the end of the game and let him know. I like that kind of leadership. Now, you go to the play at the end of the first half. It was in there, and if you watched it on tape, and we'll talk with Joel Bitonio about it, they were showing a wide nine look, so really the interior of your line just to block two guys, and you could get the push with the linebacker who was 2 yards deep into the end zone. He thought he could get the ball over. It turned out they weren't able to execute. Now, you can take a step back and say, even if you thought it was the right call, it's only the right call if you make it. In that circumstance, you need to know that you throw the football because that way, at a worst, you get 3 points.
We always know about Jerry Hughes playing a wide nine in Buffalo when it's apropos to do so. Is that something that's normal down there, deep in the red zone?
They were expecting him to throw, and that's why he checked to it. And we'll talk with Joel about it when he comes on. But when you watch it on tape, pre-snap, you can see what he saw. You can see, and you've got a lot of money invested in that interior three in your offensive line, and you had three on two, and one would get to the second level. He probably thought he would win. They didn't win. And it's just that simple. Now, the ramifications of that were huge, but what I took away from that more than anything was their ability. Look, everybody was crucifying Hugh Jackson at the half. Twitter was ablaze.
Well, they blame the head coach. He's the head coach of the football team.
Right,
that's
but
the way it goes down.
People thought he called that play.
The knee-jerk reaction is
what the world is
called,
going on.
Yeah, the play is called.
Of course.
You look towards the sideline. You look at the head coach. I thought by his reaction, again, I know he doesn't want to talk about it, but his reaction told me and his experience told me, Nathan, he ain't calling that play.
Right.
Even if the situation, I mean, they got to basically be standing on the sideline for you to be able to call that play. I'm sorry. That's just, I couldn't expect a coach with that experience
not.
To do it.
Of course not. So let's just take that what it was, a complete and colossal mess up, right, in the way that it played itself out. DeShone Kizer's 21 years old. He's been benched twice. He's been yanked out of two games when he was within 3 points against the Titans and the Jets. He goes into his bye week. They're talking about trading a 2 and a 3 for A.J. McCarron. That's how little we want you here, right? That's the message, at least you could take it that way. Then you go in and you have the halftime of your very next game. You've been playing great, and you do that. To come out in the third quarter and put back-to-back the two best drives this offense has seen, making the big throw we did at Set the Valve, to me says so much about this kid's makeup that I want to give him every opportunity. He's come so far in 9 games. I want to see him get every opportunity to really continue this development.
When you talk about the push and the pull, honestly, Nathan, I think he's had basically a whole career right there in 8 games before this game. Now with 9 games, I think you've had just about a whole career. I tell you, from watching on TV, now you were there on the sideline, so maybe you could dispel anything. No rumors or anything like that, even no innuendo. But when they showed him coming out of the locker room, because NFL halftimes are so quick.
So fast.
There's barely any time to get anything accomplished, but you had the halftime. He comes out, and he had this look in his eye, and I'm thinking, man, there could be some problems here. And he just went right down the field. They were able to run the ball. They were able to throw the ball.
And on that first drive?
The
one throw he made.
Let him right down.
Let him right down the field.
So I was very impressed by that. I was relieved by it. And then with the way he played for the rest of the game. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Cody Kessler. I told Gerard this last night. But from an outsider's perspective, it showed us exactly what this football team could do with capable quarterbacking, that there is maybe some gold in them there, Hills, with some of those guys. And if you have a quarterback that's able to make anticipatory throws, that's able to read a defense, that's able to check through his progression, you're going to have a chance to win some football games, because I think that the Detroit Lions are a good football team. They're well coached by Jim Caldwell. I don't care what anybody says. And obviously they're fighting for a division crown with Aaron Rodgers out and with the Minnesota Vikings, where they're streaking so hard, they're playing so hard, but we always wonder when the other shoe's going to drop with Case Keenum.
You certainly do, but you look at the Browns now, the last two games, the teams they've played, 12-6 on this season, and the Browns have had leads first, second, and third quarter. While that's nothing to get excited about, we want victories, obviously. They'd only led once before that, and that was against the Jets in the third quarter. So you're seeing this team improve as the season goes on. To me, that is encouraging. But the fortitude DeShone showed, and on his one throw on that first drive, they only threw the ball the one time. It was an out to Ricardo Lewis where Darius Slay was right there, and anything less than a perfect ball would have been picked, and maybe a pick six that changes the game. His accuracy was better in this game. I was very encouraged by him, and the toughness that he has shown from a mental standpoint, because you said it, he's gone through it all this year. And he's working with, we'll be honest about it, okay? substandard NFL talent at the pass catching positions right now.
Yeah, it's been a little bit difficult.
Hopefully that changes.
We'll talk about that here in a moment. But how do you replace a guy like Jamie Collins on that defense? Out for the rest of the year with the MCL injury. You just said it. What do you do to maybe even try to mask it?
This is what I want to do. I know we're going to see a lot of James Burgess, and he came in and James Burgess played basically 60% of the snaps after that. I think you want to see, number one, you want to see more nickel, right? Brian Body Calhoun on there with your safeties. But the other thing that I think this team could do, and something that I would look at, and talking to some of the coaches as well, what I've heard is that the young man that they acquired from the Cincinnati Bengals, the safety that they got last week, has Darren Smith, has been very impressive in practice, showing some good instincts. I wouldn't mind giving him some opportunities at free safety, keeping Derek Kindred at strong safety, and let Jabril Peppers come play near the line of scrimmage in that hybrid position he's familiar with playing.
Don't get my hopes up.
And get him involved in the game. We had our guy, and I know you don't like Pro Football Focus, but you might like this.
No.
They were charting the stats of Jabril Peppers at the angel position. He's not involved in plays. He makes very few positive plays, and he's really not involved. When he's close to the line of scrimmage, he is making plays, positive plays, and being involved. We got to get him there, and I know they're saying he's playing out of position for necessity, but why not make somebody else play out of position? This guy's going to be a huge part of your future going forward. Let him play the position you want him to play.
Well, you know what? I'll give Andy Roth to my left credit here because he asked me this. This was early
this morning.
Me this morning about this and thinking, you got a football team that has to run the football here because Blake Bortles, if you let him let it fly, he's going to make some problems for you and create turnovers in his own right here. So do you use Jabril Peppers up close to the line, just like you said, not even maybe even use an angel position because with Leonard Fournette or Chris Ivory or whoever it might be, they're going to try to line up and run the ball, at least to start the football game, try to run the ball down your throat, a la what we saw a couple of weeks ago with Tennessee, because I still think that with this team coming in, people are not going to – they have not respected the run defense the way maybe they should have, and they are always going to start off with a run, and if they have to pass, then maybe they'll try to do a pass.
Now, you just hit the nail on the head. This offense most closely resembles the offense we saw of the Tennessee Titans. They want to run, 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 run. They don't have a game-breaking vertical threat. Now, Marcus Mariota is a superior quarterback to Blake Bortles. Delanie Walker's a superior tight end to what they have down there in Mercedes Lewis. But with D.D. Westbrook, maybe they have a slight field stretcher, but to me it's the same thing as the young guy they had with the Tennessee Titans who was their field stretcher. This is a game where the Browns can compress things. Everybody should be close to the line of scrimmage. They run the ball 34 times a game, do the Jaguars.
That's
most in the NFL.
Yep.
4.8 yards per carry, most in the NFL. 163 yards a game, most in the NFL. Five runs of 40 yards or more, most in the NFL. This is strength versus strength. The Browns possess, especially in this weather, the ability to make them one-dimensional and put the ball in Blake Bortles' hands. That's the matchup. Styles make the fights. We match up very well to their strength defensively. The problem is, how are we going to score points against their defense?
Corey Coleman coming back. He should add a dimension to this offense. You mentioned the cold weather. What should we expect from him his first game back where you might not be able to put the ball in the air as much as you wanted to?
Well, I hope he comes back and is better than he was last year when he came back.
It was a wash at the end of the year.
He didn't have more than 41 yards receiving in the final eight games of the season.
Yeah.
He needs to be better than that for the Browns this year. The Browns cannot finish this season. Now, they will maybe for the full season, but over the final seven games, Duke Johnson cannot be your team leader in receiving yardage. Corey Coleman, Josh Gordon must step up and take that mantle. He can stretch the field for you, and he's a guy that at least in the preseason and in that game one against the Pittsburgh Steelers showed a nice rapport with DeShone Kizer. Kizer needs a go-to guy. He needs somebody that he can count on to get open when he needs him to make a play. Coleman showed that at the end of the game against the Steelers. Hopefully he can do that going forward.
You know, DeShone Gibson had some comments. Now, you and I have had relationships with DeShone in the past, interviewing him, and we've liked him, but he had some comments about the Browns front office, about the Browns in general. Mark Brunell, the former Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback, called those comments unprofessional
earlier
this morning. Do you think he crossed a line?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you a couple reasons why I think that. Number one, I really don't like the woe is me, the Browns showed him the door thing that he's playing. I know for a fact he was offered a contract by the Browns. I know for a fact it was for more money than the Jacksonville Jaguars contract he ended up signing. However, it may not have been at the free agency period. It may have been during the season. He declined that, went to free agency, so perhaps at that point they said, go about your merry way. But he was offered a contract by the Browns that would have paid him more money than he's making from the Jags. So for him to say that's not the case and, oh, they didn't even offer me anything, they let everybody walk out the door, is garbage. And I don't like that. That to me, that's classless. Number two, anybody with a 2-cent brain can go ahead and throw shade at the Browns right now. Be a professional. Woo! Say, you know what? I hope they have success. I'm having a great time here. I'm going to go on. The one thing I said on the show today was if somebody on the Browns does a jersey swap with Deshaun Gibson on the field after this game, if the Browns lose this game, I will be livid.
Nathan Zagura. I feel like Tony Schiavone, Ric Flair right now, my goodness gracious. As strong a words as you can find. We're having fun here at Rivals. If you're driving around Middleburg Heights or south end of Cleveland, come on down. Brook Park, come on down. Hang out with us. Great specials with Bud Light. Also a chance to win some fabulous prizes from Bud Light as well as the Cleveland Browns. And Joel Bitonio is here signing autographs as the line forms out the door right in front of us. So if you're on Smith Road, if you're around Middleburg Heights, come on out to Rivals. A little bit later on, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, will talk to Joel Bitonio. We'll have our stock up and step up as we get set for the Jaguars.
I know
but
who's
coming up next.
It's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my
windows.
You
missed the cue. I thought you were going to say something else. And then because
you want
I paused,
me to say?
It's just clockwork. No, I thought that's a great read. Don't get me wrong, but I thought you were going to say something else. That's okay.
My
don't
bad.
Even worry
Sorry.
About it. Coming up next, fantasy football, the Week 11 preview,
yes.
As well as around the league.
Two and segments for
later
the
on. My I apologies. Sincerely promise you folks, Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, will
Two
join
seconds.
Us. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show. We're live from Rivals in Middleburg Heights, presented by Bud Light on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you. So let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
This month at Jack Racino, you can participate in the classic fan favorite, Jackopoly. Guests may visit Jack Racino every Friday and Saturday in November to play and be entered into the weekly drawings from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. at the Promotion Center. Winners will be able to collect special prizes and walk away with free play, brand new TVs, up to $10,000 cash, free gas for a year, or an exclusive luxury vacation. Don't miss out this November. Visit Jack today. Must be 21 years or older to gamble. Must be 18 or older for parimutuel wagering. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey football fans, the wait is finally over. Football season is back. So whether you're hosting a party to cheer on the Scarlet and Gray or loading up for an orange and brown tailgate, whatever football colors you bleed, blue is the only one to remember. Labatt Blue, the perfect beer for celebrating touchdowns, sacks, and big wins. Labatt Blue reminds you to always enjoy responsibly.
At a time when healthcare is ever-changing, the Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine is building healthier communities, one graduate, one patient at a time. That's why LECOM is preparing the next generation of physicians, pharmacists, and dentists, ready to meet the challenges of 21st century medicine. Our graduates are the future of healthcare, the ones who will make a difference in people's lives today and tomorrow. LECOM, preparing the next generation of healthcare providers. To learn more, visit lecom.edu.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carman and Nathan Zagura.
Watershed Distillery. They've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, get this, they quit their jobs. They swapped out their suits for jeans and T-shirts. That's always more comfortable. Smart. And they started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have the same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available at liquor stores throughout the Cleveland area. Before we go around the league, Nathan, take us through Week 11 in fantasy. Tell us about who to start, who to sit, how they're going to help out, because a lot of guys are starting to think playoffs now.
Absolutely, they are. Jared Goff has been the guy the last 2 weeks at quarterback, 7 touchdowns, but we're not going to go with Jared Goff this week. We're going to go with Derek Carr against the New England Patriots. Carr's thrown for 300-plus yards and 3 straight starts after starting the year without a 300-yard game in the first 5 weeks. 7 of the 9 quarterbacks to face the Patriots this year finished top 12. Carr's going to have to air it out. I think he's a good value play for you this week. At running back, Melvin Gordon takes on the Buffalo Bills. They say nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. The Bills Mafia can put you through a table.
Yes, they can.
But you know what they can't do in Buffalo right now?
Huh.
Stop the run.
No, they can't.
In the last 2 games alone, running backs have rushed for 475 yards and 6 touchdowns, averaging over 6 yards per carry. 4 different running backs. 4 have run for more than 70 yards against them in the last 2 weeks alone.
Did you see the powerbomb video, by the way?
Oh, it's so good. The one that didn't break?
Still amazing that guy in the back of the truck still seemed to care more for the person he was powerbombing than Sid Vicious himself.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
That's
absolutely incredible.
That's why they called him Psycho Sid. He had no care for anybody. At wide receiver, I'm going to go with Jeremy Maclin of the Baltimore Ravens. A very good value play against Green Bay. Maclin averaging 14 FanDuel points per game in his last 2 outings. He's been a top 15 FanDuel receiver both of those games. The Packers have allowed multiple receivers to produce double-digit FanDuel points in 4 of their last 5 games. Green Bay allowing the 5th most points to wide receivers this season, so I like Maclin. Now, if you got to go with a Brown, it's got to be one of the running backs this week, either Crow or Duke. Crow had his best day of the year. He's had 15 FanDuel points or more each of the last 2 weeks. A running back has scored in 2 straight against the Jags, 12 or more points in 3 of the last 4. And then there's Duke Johnson, 70 or more total yards or a touchdown in 6 of the last 8 games. He's caught at least 6 passes in 2 of his last 3 starts.
Reminding you, we're live here at Rivals in Middleburg Heights, so make sure you catch all the NFL action this season at Rivals Sports Grill. 36 high-definition TVs, live game sound, and the best beer, burgers, and wings in town. They make for a great game day experience.
Delightful.
Tailgating for the game, Rivals opens at 8 a.m. every day for breakfast, so stop on by for Bloody Marys before you head downtown, including, I saw a sign, Santa Claus will be here on December 9th. Starting off very early in the morning, so you can come on out and meet Santa Claus coming up on December 9th. That's going to be a fantastic time for everybody. I think I might bring Axel and Eli myself.
Yes, indeed.
I think I might go ahead and do that. All right, let's go around the league. Do you agree or disagree with Tyrod Taylor and his benching in Buffalo, Monfrere?
I think it's idiotic. I don't even understand it. Tyrod Taylor.
Well, this guy's just full of opinions this evening, isn't he?
Okay.
Woo!
Tyrod Taylor's completing 64%
Hot
of
button.
His passes.
Yes.
He's got 10 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions.
He was real gutter slop, though, against New Orleans.
He's run for, so has everybody been against New Orleans.
That's
the best defense in the
Very
NFL
good.
Right now. He's run for 237 yards, 2 more touchdowns.
He was garbage juice the week before, though.
His quarterback rating is 91.4. He's not the reason they're losing. Did you hear what I said? They've given up 475 yards rushing to running backs. And they're blaming this on Tyrod Taylor?
Goodness gracious. I think Tyrod Taylor is quick to run sometimes, okay? I think, and this is what goes, I'm not going to compare it. One of these days we're going to have a conversation about a certain quarterback who plays for Oklahoma right now. I'm not going to do it
not
right here.
Not right now. But listen, go ahead.
I think that what he does, he just makes coaches nervous, okay? He's not big enough. When he takes off, they're afraid he's going to get hit. I think that Tyrod Taylor is a fine quarterback. I mean that sincerely. But I just think he makes coaches nervous, and they're always waiting for the other shoe to drop with that young man.
But that would be something you would say about somebody who turned the ball over a lot.
I know.
Tyrod Taylor, the last 3 years, 47 touchdown passes. Only 15 interceptions. He throws 3 touchdowns for every interception. His completion percentage is over 60% every year. His quarterback rating has never been below 90, and he adds the dimension of being able to run for 500 yards. He is a top 16, at minimum, top 20 quarterback in the NFL.
I like him. You know
Believe
I like
it or
him.
Not.
You know I like him, and they are at the Chargers on Sunday, where Phillip Rivers is questionable for that game right now. And to put that type of pressure on Nathan Peterman when you're fighting for a wild
against
card.
Bosa and Ingram.
Yeah, you are fighting for a wild card. They are 5-4. Yeah, they are a winning football team. So, I agree with you. I don't think it makes much sense at all. Moving on, what's the best division in the NFL right now? I'm kind of I'm struggling to find one. I think maybe the NFC South. You think one's perfect?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. I thought maybe the NFC South. Tell me why.
I think you've got the Carolina Panthers playing very, very good defense and being a very good complete team. You've got the Saints, who have become this running defensive powerhouse. And right now, I don't think anybody who wants to face the Saints right now. You have a team at 7-2, a team at 7-3. The Falcons, who are in a down year, 5-4. Wouldn't we love to be 5-4 in a down year? And then the Bucks are disappointing. So I think you have at least three legitimate teams that have an opportunity to go deep into the playoffs. I don't think that's true of any other division in the National Football League right now.
The Cowboys, they got about 99 problems. A left tackle is certainly one of those.
It is.
Jerry Jones has had some problems with him. Zeke Elliott's going to be out now for the next five games. He counts this one as one, if I'm not mistaken, this last one. And with Tyron Smith out, you're going to have Byron Bell more than likely start coming up on Sunday night. Chaz Green was awful last weekend. What do they do with that football team? What's the biggest problem that they have? Because Sean Lee is hurt, too. They're losing leaders.
That's every year.
I know, but he is such a good football player when he's healthy. I know, when healthy. But he's such a good linebacker.
You know, I think their biggest problem right now is that they don't have anybody to stretch the field. And I know it's weird to say, the guy that stretched the field and created space for them was actually Ezekiel Elliott. And while Alfred Morris is a fine running back, averaged 5 yards a carry last week, he's not Ezekiel Elliott. And without Ezekiel Elliott, the field compresses. Teams are not afraid to rush. Dez Bryant is very good still, but Dez Bryant is not going to go for 250 yards and 20 yards a catch anymore. Terrence Williams is what he is.
Did he get old all of a sudden?
He got old all of a sudden, very quickly.
Like, I blinked, and all of a sudden Dez Bryant was old.
He's old. And Jason Witten is legitimately old. And you didn't have to blink.
He's
could have
very
a slow
old,
roll
yeah.
there. Cole Beasley's not going to scare anybody. So they have nobody that threatens a defense without Ezekiel Elliott on the field. And their offensive line is not as good as it was certainly a year ago. And Dak Prescott is looking for guys. Dak Prescott, in some ways, is in a similar situation, albeit a much better one than what Deshaun was dealing with earlier. You don't have guys that really can separate one-on-one right now. You have nobody that scares the defense vertically, and you don't have that ground game functioning at the level you need it to, plus you have some suspect line play. So they've got some issues right now.
I love how it's written in here, Jerry Jones' off-field antics.
He's got a lot of
Jerry Jones' off-field antics. I don't know if he's ever going to be on the field. That's the whole thing. I mean, maybe he's standing on the sideline cheering, but that's about it. It's been a little bit wild with Jer.
It has been
a little bit wild there.
That's how it goes with Jer.
There's a story came out about how he could possibly lose. There's
Get
no way
here.
He could lose that. The Wall Street Journal came out with a story. No.
Get
no.
out of here. Not
no.
happening.
No.
No.
He is. If there is, I don't think there's such thing as a ranking owner in the NFL. I don't think that many of the other owners would like to hear such a thing.
Top three.
If you would say with political power and leanings, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. With what he's done, yes. But as far as a ranking owner, I don't think there is such a thing, and I think you would have a lot of owners who are upset about it. Okay, Joe Patone going to join us here in a bit, but coming up next, Nathan.
Finally, it is time to tell you that the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, is next, and he will be brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Folks, it's really happening next.
It's
Hugh
happening.
Jackson joins us next. We're live from Rivals in Middleburg Heights, presented by Bud Light on the University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
What are the essentials for winter? Well, good pair of boots, warm coat, maybe a hat, and one more thing, Joby's. Hi, gang, Riz here. Upgrade your immune system this year with Joby's all-natural bee pollen. It's getting colder, and you may not be as active with the shorter days. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins to the rescue. 7 months supply, $99, and the shipping is free. If you don't absolutely love the results, Joe will promptly and happily give you 100% of your money back. Joebees.com.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experience is preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236.
Hi, gang, Riz here. You know my family and I will be enjoying our delicious turkey this Thanksgiving from where else? Acme Fresh Markets. I want to invite you to shop Acme. Plus, get this, all sizes of turkey are only 59 cents a pound. You will not find a better price in town. Or try one of my favorites, an Acme Fresh Market Grade A Gold Standard Turkey. My family looks forward to it all year long. How about a certified Angus Beef Prime Rib Roast or an Acme Fresh Market Spiral Sliced Ham? All will be on my table. All are delicious. All available at Acme. Shop the Acme Bakery for your holiday meal, too. Fresh baked pies, homemade rolls, everything your family needs. And, of course, the beverage department. At an Acme Fresh Market, it is unparalleled. Pick up some wine or craft beer. There are so many different choices to choose from. On behalf of everyone at Acme Fresh Market, I would like to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And remember, acmestores.com.
For the first time ever, Rizzo is on your schedule. Subscribe at thelandondemand.com. This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carman and Nathan Zagura.
We're back live at Rivals in Middleburg Heights, presented by Bud Light, the Hugh Jackson Show, all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Browns finally back at First Energy Stadium on Sunday, hosting the 6-3 Jacksonville Jaguars, tied with the Titans atop the AFC South. And to get you ready for this game, we welcome in the namesake of the show and the head coach, your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, I'm sure we'll look back on what went down against the Detroit Lions, but let's look forward to start things off. When you get ready to take on this Jacksonville team, what's the biggest challenge that they present to you defensively that you'll have to overcome with the offense?
Well, obviously, you mean our offense or their offense?
Our offense taking on their defense.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you there correctly. Well, I think the biggest challenge for us is one of the better defensive football teams in all of pro football. I think they're stacked across the board. They have two really good pass rushers, two great corners, two safeties that know how to play, an inside linebacker who is like playing against a defensive back because of his speed and his talent. So it's a very stacked defensive football team. They lead the league in sacks, so we know that's a challenge, and we got to go out and play our best game of the year.
Coach, when I look at this team on the offensive side of the ball, speaking of the Jags, they remind me in some ways a lot of the Tennessee Titans, and that was probably the Browns' best defensive performance. They're a team that loves to run the football. The Browns right now giving up the lowest yards per carry in the league. Are you expecting just a physical, old-school style game where they hand it off to that bowling ball, Leonard Fournette?
I mean, that's where they start and that's where they end. You know, they're going to run the football. We know that coming in, that's who they are. That's what they want to establish, and we got to do a great job of taking it away.
What concerns you about their passing game? Because when you can run it that effectively, obviously play action can give some things, open things up for people. Marquise Lee having a nice season for them. Is there anything about their passing game that jumps out to you?
Well, you just said it. They have players. You know, Marquise Lee, D.D. Westbrook sound like he'll be back. You know, they have guys who can make plays on the ball down the field. So we're going to have to do a great job of making sure that we are on top of everything this weekend, because as they, you know, attempt to run the football, eventually they're going to have to throw it.
When you look at this matchup for DeShone Kizer, when you're going against a team that leads the league in sacks, when you're going against a team that has given up just 6 passing touchdowns all year, only 1 to a wide receiver all season, what do you tell your quarterback about what to do with the football against a team and a defense that has just had this kind of success? Heck, they intercepted Ben Roethlisberger 5 times earlier this year.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, they're, like I said earlier, they're very talented. We have to do a great job, DeShone will, of keeping the ball out of harm's way, you know. But at the same time, we got to be aggressive enough to take our shots, because we got to score points, you know. But we're going to be smart about it. We got to do a great job of protecting him. But again, this defense is good. So, you know, if we're going to step to the plate, which I know our guys will, we'll be excited to go out there and compete.
Coach DeShone Kizer coming off of his best game of the year. I think you've said it. Anybody who's watched the game has certainly come away with that impression. Is this his opportunity to take that against now a very tough team? And if he can go out and string together another good game, will you start to really feel like, hey, we're getting a glimpse into what this kid can be and that he's turned the corner for you?
Well, absolutely, because I think you're saying it. It's doing it in the games. You know, we've seen him the last 2 weeks make progress. He needs to continue to do so. Obviously, he's playing against one of the best defenses in all of pro football. Gives you more confidence. So I'm sure he's looking forward to going out with his teammates and playing well, and that's exactly what we want him to do.
The last 4 weeks, you have really made a point, it seems, in your play calling to get David Njoku involved. He's been targeted 23 times in the last four games. That's more than he was targeted by a lot in the first five games. But it seems that it's always close with David, but not necessarily getting the job done yet. How is he developing, and what does he need to do to kind of get over that hump to be the playmaker that you want him to be, you know he can be, and that this offense needs him to be?
Well, I think he's working at it. I think it's, again, the quarterback is a young player. Our tight end's a young player. It's those guys getting on the same page. You know, like you said, we've attempted to have those plays in games manifest itself, and it just hasn't. And now, that being said, these guys are really hard at it each and every day, do everything they can to give themselves the best opportunity to have success. But again, we just got to keep working at it, and again, when the number shows up, we got to make those plays.
Coach, you feeling more comfortable with Spencer Drango over there at the left tackle spot?
I think he's done a great job the last 2 weeks. He's battled extremely hard. He keeps working at it every week, trying to get better. And again, you know, he's going to, again, face another tremendous pass rusher this week. And I think he's up to the challenge.
Coach, when you look at this team, A.J. Bouye and Jalen Ramsey, is this the best cornerback tandem in the NFL right now?
No, I think we might have lost our connection with Coach there. We are not able to hear him right now. So, you know what? It's getting close enough. We'll wish Coach goodwill, or we'll wish Coach good luck,
and we'll wish him well.
Coming up against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, he's still there. He's back.
Oh, there we go. We got Coach. Out of nowhere, we got Coach. Go ahead, Nathan. Go ahead.
Coach, I was just asking if A.J. Bouye and Jalen Ramsey are the best cornerback tandem in the league right now.
No, I think they rank right up there with the anybody else that people would say are really good tandems. They're both really good players, very long, very athletic, can cover any receiver one-on-one. So they have a huge luxury there. And, again, we're looking forward to this challenge. It's not going to be an easy challenge, but, again, I think our guys are going to rise up and play well.
There we go. Now we got Coach Crystal clear.
So much better.
Coach, can you give us an update about J.C. Treader and his status for Sunday's game against the Jaguars?
I really believe J.C. would be ready to go.
That's big. Sean Coleman, your right tackle. Are you optimistic about being able to have him?
Very much so.
You're good, which is very good stuff. And then the other guy we know we're going to get, speaking of Coleman's, Corey Coleman making his return. Obviously, that will be big. Showed a nice rapport with DeShone Kizer in the preseason and in that first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How has Corey looked in practice, and what has that brought a little bit of juice to this offense?
Oh, no question, because obviously the guy has, you know, he has top-end speed, and he knows how to play. So we're all excited about watching him going out there and playing, and we expect him to go out and play well.
Coach, we talked about, you know, this team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and their three losses. They've been gashed on the ground. That seems to be the recipe to beating them. Isaiah Crowell has had his best game of the year each of the last 2 weeks, season high over 90 yards with the touchdown last week. What have you seen from Crow, and maybe it's just the whole ground game in particular, what have you seen from them that has allowed him to kind of start to be the player you expected him to be probably from week one?
Well, I think he's getting better. You know, I think the whole unit running the ball-wise has got better about the last 4 weeks. I think we've made a commitment to it. I think the guys have gotten comfortable with each other, so I think you're starting to see the fruit of all that hard work.
Coach, we thank you very much for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, glad he got to hear the send-off.
I know. He got a double send-off.
Makes me very happy. Yes, two send-offs. Two good lucks against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Absolutely. Coming up next, we'll welcome... Joel Batonio brought to you by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. We're live from Rivals in Middleburg Heights at Dilly Dilly. Represented by Bud Light.
Dilly Dilly.
It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Memories. They're the most important things we bring back with us when we travel. And whether we're barking in the dog pound or smack dab in the middle of enemy territory, the memories we create last a lifetime. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has lower fares and more flights to where you want to go the most, including Las Vegas, LA, New Orleans, Miami, and 8 more destinations in Florida. So go on, take a vacation. Who knows what kind of memories you'll pack up and bring home. Less fare, more there. CLE, going places.
How beautiful is Cree LED lighting? Crisp. Brilliant. As gorgeous as the timbre of my voice. My voluptuous voice. Feel it filling your ears, giving shape and sweet meaning to the ordinary. You can't buy my voice, but you can buy Cree LED lighting. Cree, light a better way. Learn more at Cree.com.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
Hey, it's Dustin for Universal Windows Direct. Maybe you've already turned on the heat, and you know what that means. The heating bills are on their way. If you noticed the drafts and high energy bills last year and you didn't do anything about it, it's about time you did. Call my guys at Universal Windows Direct. Universal has been providing beautiful, energy-efficient windows for over 15 years now, and they've got a great deal for you right now. Buy one window, get the next window free. No limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Some restrictions apply and free installation. Call 216-518-8900, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
The Browns Give Back are calling all Browns fans to support the First and Ten food drive to help those in need this holiday season. Prior to the Browns-Jaguars game on November 19th, non-perishable food items and cash donations will be collected by volunteers at the gates of First Energy Stadium from 11 a.m. through kickoff to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Help others through the First and Ten movement and support the Cleveland Browns First and Ten food drive on November 19th.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carman and Nathan Zagura.
Join the Rivals family on Saturday, December 9th for Breakfast with Santa. Bring your kids and your camera. Take all the pictures you need. This year, we'll also have a balloon artist to keep the little ones entertained while they wait to see old St. Nick. The breakfast buffet begins at 8 a.m. Kids' prices are available. Let our elves show you a great time, a full, fun atmosphere with great food. Ken Carman alongside of Nathan Zagura. It is the Hugh Jackson Show. We're live from Rivals of Middleburg Heights, presented by Bud Light. And we welcome in
Dilly Dilly.
The left guard of your Cleveland Browns, Joel Batonio. Joel, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's good to see you, and it's good to see you healthy. It's become untenable to see you in a walking boot for so long. How you feeling?
I'm great. I'm healthy, and I'm playing, and that's the first thing. Now we just got to get some wins.
Absolutely. You got very close against the Detroit Lions. The way that you guys played against that Lions football team, it was refreshing to see the way you guys can play with good, capable quarterbacking. How close do you think you guys are?
I think we're getting there. You know, I think we're close. I think, like you guys have talked about, Kizer probably played his best game in the season, you know, and we got the running game going, and that's what, you know, our recipe was from the get-go. That's what we wanted to do, and it's finally clicked a little bit the last few weeks, and he's getting the ball to his hands. He's making the right reads. He's taking care of the ball for the most part, and we'll run the ball so he doesn't, you know, have to drop back 40 times a game, 50 times a game, and we're close. You know, there's a play here or there. You know, you don't fumble before half. You maybe get a field goal or a touchdown of that, and you score a touchdown, you know, right before half. It might be a different game. You come into the second half and score two, you know, unanswered touchdowns. And so there's, you know, five or six plays a game. That's what you talk about as an O-lineman. Like, there's probably five games that define a game. And you never know when they're going to happen. So that's why you got to be trying to be perfect on each play.
How much better does it make things that Joe Thomas has stuck around the football team?
Oh, it's great. I mean, he's, you know, the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, he's a guy I've known it to be a Cleveland Brown since I've been here. And especially for the young guys to see a vet like that that doesn't need to be here, doesn't need to stick around, but he's sticking around doing his rehab, helping the team any way he can. He traveled to Detroit, was on the sideline trying to give coaching points. You know, he's helping out the D-line. You know, I've seen him talking to Miles more than I've ever seen an O-lineman talk to a D-lineman in the building. You know, he's trying to coach him up and teach him some secrets to the pass rush. And so it's been really cool to see him around.
How's Spencer Drango done? Because it seems like he stepped in the last 2 weeks and done a pretty good job. Are you pretty impressed?
Yeah. You know, I knew he was a gamer. You know, I don't know how you're going to ever feel for Joe Thomas. It's one of those things where you come in for, like, the great coach and you got to try and replace him. It's always tough. But he's really done a good job. And I think, you know, the first week, I think we had a good game plan of getting the ball out, quick passes, quick throws, and he did a good job on Everson Griffin. That's a tough matchup. Yeah. And then this last week, we kind of opened the playbook up a little bit more, and he did well. You know, and now we're going against one of the best pass-rushing teams in the league in Jacksonville, so it'll be another challenge, but I think he's up for it, and he's played well.
Yeah, the ground game's got going. I thought the third quarter last week's probably the best quarter you guys have had as an offensive unit, and probably the best game that you guys have played offensively. I want to talk to you, though, about DeShone Kizer, because you know, it's easy to forget. He's 21 years old. He's been, as we talked about, he's been through so much. Just forget physical, forget playing. From just an emotional and probably mental standpoint, getting benched twice, having the A.J. McCarron rumors, having whatever happened before the half happened, to come out the way he did in the third quarter, did that say a lot to you guys as his teammates?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. And like you said, to get benched, you know, twice, to be a rookie, you come from the combine, like, his season's been so long already. We were kind of joking around earlier this week about how long it's been for him and stuff, and how, you know, he's finally starting to understand things, and that's been huge for him. But especially coming back from that hit he took, it just showed me how tough he is and how much of a competitor he is. And easily quarterbacks could have been like, hey, you know, it wasn't my year this year, I'm gonna come back next year. But he's trying to prove it this year. You know, we got about half the season left, and Coach Jackson said it's a new year for us, and we're really trying to, you know, push ourselves and make the best out of it.
Do you feel like he's taking on more of a leadership role? Because it seemed to me on the sideline in that game, he was talking to everybody, and I know at the end of the game, he let Ricardo Lewis know he was not happy with his effort on the play that ended up being an interception.
Yeah, I think he's more comfortable in his skin. You know, he's been around the team. He's, you know, he's been the quarterback of an NFL team, and I told him the other day, I'm like, there's only 32 of you guys in the world, you know? There's only 32 starters at quarterback in the NFL, and you're one of them. And, you know, he's really taking that leadership role, and it's fun to see a guy kind of keep blossoming, and it hasn't been wins yet, but I think if you just look at play, you know, Vikings and this week against Detroit and hopefully against Jacksonville, just steady improvement and consistency.
What type of offense you guys run at Nevada?
The pistol offense, a lot of read option.
Wow. Well, because I asked Spencer about it, because so many guys, they
Colin,
run a
brother,
spread offense. Well, this is the thing. They run a spread offense, and offensive linemen are having a real tough time adjusting to the NFL, like a lot of quarterbacks are. Why is that? What do you think?
It's different, you know. My senior year of college, I don't think I put my hand in the dirt one time. My first few years, we were always in the dirt. We had an old-school coach. It was still a pistol. We ran the ball a bunch, but, you know, these guys aren't in a stance, and then you're in a stance 50 times a game.
Yeah.
And you're double team blocking, where in college maybe it's run left, run right. I think Sean Coleman told me he had like 3 or 4 plays, you know, in college. And you look at a playbook now, I think we install 30 runs a week, of what different runs and different techniques and stuff. So they're just not used to the amount of information they get. And then the techniques are completely different. So it's like asking, I don't know, like a guy that's hitting right his whole career in baseball to come into the major leagues and be like, hey, maybe hit left for us now.
Step up there and hit
left.
You
know, and so it's just a different animal, and I think you get guys that have been kind of in and out of offenses, and different guys can develop quicker, but I think it takes a while for guys. You know, it's like the quarterback as well.
Mm-hmm. When Joe went down, you were a tackle at Nevada, and very good one, and you've been a guard your entire time in the NFL. When he went down, was there any thought like, hey, I wouldn't mind going back to tackle, or were you like, I'm a guard, somebody else is going out there?
It's funny. at that moment, I was like, I'm a guard. I'm not going out there right now. We had Spencer coming in, you know, I knew that was planned. But then the next week, I heard a bunch of rumors, you know, talking about it, and I was like, you know, I'll do whatever's best for the team, but I feel real comfortable. I don't think I've taken another rep at another position except for left guard, you know, since I've been here. So So I'm used to that, and we've had Spencer do a good job. I know if there's an emergency sometime, I might be thrown out there, but hopefully we keep the lineup we got now.
What do you think of Zach Banner, who had to come in under pretty adverse conditions at the end of that game against the Lions?
I think he did really well against
the
Lions.
He's a big dude.
Oh, he's a monster. He makes me and Kevin on the field look tiny, you know, and I'm like, we're not small guys, yeah, you know, but he's a monster, and he did a really good job in pass pro. That's probably the worst case scenario. An O lineman, you come in, we're down a couple scores, you have to pass protect for 15 times, fresh off the bench, you know, and he did really well, and you know, I know he's been getting some practice time now with Sean kind of up in the air, but he's done a good job, and he's been real focused, and I know these last couple weeks he's really put the effort in to learn the playbook and kind of been a part of it.
I'd love to see him just on a toss pull around and see him run over a DB.
It might take
a long time.
Might be charged with murder.
It might take him a second to get it moving, but once he gets going, he'll bury some.
Real quick, 30 seconds.
Probably do two. I'll probably smoke one and roast one.
Yeah, you left out turkey. Smoked is an option. That's the best.
Yeah. I'm not comfortable yet deep frying it. I don't want to burn my house down.
Smart.
He's a bon vivant. I had to ask him.
Smart.
Which I'll find out what that word means later. Joel, we thank you very much for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Joel Bitone, would I say it wrong? Did I say it wrong?
Just great.
Okay, just want
to
make
sure. I
just
love seeing you say
things
like that.
He's a bon vivant, that Joel Bitone. That's funny. That's fantastic. Joel Bitone here at Rivals in Middleburg Heights. Going to be around for just a couple of more minutes, signing some autographs for people. The line has reformed back outside the door, so if you're coming on by, come on down Smith Road and come meet Joel Bitone. We'll be back with Stop Up, Step Up. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi, it's Riz. Great news. Northeast Factory Direct is back on the east side. They're almost ready. They're looking at Friday, November 24th for a big grand opening. But you can go in there now. The new east side is the old B&B appliance building on Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid. They're doing it the same way they always have, folks. If you want nice things for your home, go see them. West 140th Cleveland are now open in the old B&B appliance building on Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid. Shop anytime, northeastfactorydirect.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Guys, if you're thinking about it, all right, it's getting that time. If you're one of those guys who has a special girl and you want to get engaged for Christmas, you got to go now to Bookman. You do. Start the process with Josh. You know Josh. He went through all these other jewelry stores and found that it's just a high-pressure, really stressful situation. So he decided, went into business with his father. Then they got their own store. He wasn't going to do that. He was going to make it the cool place to go for dudes for jewelry. And guess what? It is. That's why they advertise on our show. That's why I'm so confident in sending you to Bookman. 8803 Brecksville Road, beautiful Brecksville, Ohio. You can trust them. They're going to stay within your budget. And they have beautiful stuff. Guys, really sharp, beautiful stuff. One-of-a-kind items. The worst thing you want is your girl wearing something else that someone else is wearing. Please go to my friends at Bookman. 8803 Brecksville Road, beautiful Brecksville, Ohio. That's Bookman & Son.
This is Charles Osgood. Small business never stops moving. So Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you. So you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
For the first time ever, watch The Really Big Show live. Subscribe at thelandondemand.com.
Ben Zagura.
The Cleveland Browns will host their annual first and 10 food drive before the Browns take on the Jaguars this Sunday. Greater Cleveland Food Bank volunteers will begin collecting donations outside of First Energy Stadium starting at 11 a.m. through kickoff. Prior to entering the stadium, fans with or without tickets are encouraged to drop off non-perishable canned food items. Monetary contributions will also be accepted, with each dollar donated being enough to provide four nutritious meals to individuals in the greater Cleveland area. Please donate this Sunday and help us help others this holiday season. We got back from break. We're live at Rivals of Middleburg Heights. I looked at Twitter during the break, and Jason Gibbs, one of our two fabulous executive producers here, had tweeted out a picture, and I'm just sitting here reading. I feel bad. I feel inhospitable to Joel Bitonio.
Inhospitable. You were not photogenic in that picture. I was smiling.
I was there reading.
Joel was smiling. He was great. It was like two of us were getting it done, and then one of us, it was like one of these is not like the other.
Nasty business over here. Just didn't want to be bothered by you, my goodness. All right, let's go to Stock Up, Step Up, my friend. How are you feeling about this week's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars? Who needs to step it up, and whose stock is up?
I'm going to say Emmanuel Agba's stock is up. He continues to be one of the best defenders against the run in the NFL. In fact, leads all 4-3 defensive ends in tackles for loss this year. Two sacks last week. He is a guy that looks dominant at times, especially in setting the edge, something that's been a problem for the Browns for years. So his stock to me way up, although I do want to say, if Greg's listening, I don't want to take out the whole D-line at the same time anymore. I think in the Lions game it became very apparent they averaged like almost 15 yards a play when those two guys were off the field. Let's keep Agba and Garrett on the field all the time.
Well, I think my stock-up guy has to be Spencer Drango, the tallest Texan in Waco. I think that he is absolutely fantastic at the left tackle spot. He's been a very nice – yeah, I would assume so. I mean, there's basketball players in Waco, Texas, but you know what? That's beside the point. I think he's done a wonderful job over there at the left tackle spot, filling in for Joe Thomas. And then my step-up guy, you know what? I'm going to give it to James Burgess. I think that we noticed – back on Sunday, the type of impact that Jamie Collins made. And I feel kind of bad about that, because I think I kind of let one go by the wayside, because Jamie Collins did make an impact with that pass defense, something that we didn't notice before the injury. It all starts Sunday, 9 a.m., Browns game day. Gerard Cherry and I, Matt Wilhelm, joins us at 10. The Cleveland Browns kickoff show starts at 11 a.m., then kickoff from First Energy Stadium at 1 p.m. For our producer, Meredith Kane, and executive producers Andy Roth and Jason Gibbs, and for Nathan Zagura, I'm Ken Carman, thanking you for listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
We're here at the Browns game with Sarah and a half dozen of her little Browns fans.
Little Browns fans?
These fifth graders are skilled junior football dynamos, all with a determination worthy to be the guardians of the gridiron.
Okay, well, you have a nice Explorer.
It's more than nice. It's spacious. It's smart. Its third row seat gives me plenty of room for my linebackers.
So, would you say Explorer's unstoppable?
I would, but you already said it. Ford, a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Browns fans, be sure to buy your favorite team gear, including the new rookie shirt and jerseys, from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. The Browns are now donating 100% of their net proceeds from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium's year-round sales to benefit education and youth football in Cleveland through Browns Give Back. Support your team, support your city, by purchasing your Browns items from the First Energy Stadium Pro Shop. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go Browns!
What are the essentials for winter? Well, good pair of boots, warm coat, maybe a hat, and one more thing, Joby's. Hi, gang, Riz here. Upgrade your immune system this year with Joby's all-natural bee pollen. It's getting colder, and you may not be as active with the shorter days. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins to the rescue. 7 months supply, $99, and the shipping is free. If you don't absolutely love the results, Joe will promptly and happily give you 100% of your money back. Joebees.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That means you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. We've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by TheLandOnDemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to TheLandOnDemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's TheLandOnDemand.com. The Really Big Show, Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer, weekday mornings at 9, ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland. The Insiders with Aaron Goldhammer, featuring Tony Grossi and Brian Windhorst, weekdays at 5, ESPN 850.